Hello, my name is Deborah Hill, and I'm a proud listener of Virginia Voice and a board member advisor. I was working on my doctorate degree, and I used to work in marketing and public relations and human resources and adult education, actually adult literacy, teaching adults how to read.
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic? That I began to be able to read.
Right.
And it was so important to me. And as I began to lose the abilities to drive and to read and not being able to interact thoroughly with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Yeah.
You know, publications that you love. Well, I really began to get depressed. And Virginia Department of for the Blind and Visually Impaired came to my home and brought me a radio. And I didn't understand really what it was.
Right.
But they said, this is Virginia Voice. And this is, they're volunteers who 24 hours a day read a variety of publications locally, nationally, you know. And I was like, what, really? You know, these volunteers do this. And so from the moment I turned it on, it really changed my life.
Wow.
It just gave me a whole new outlook on the world, reconnecting to hearing the Times-Dispatch four times a day, and, you know, publications that I hadn't really been reading, like the Smithsonian and the National Geographic. So when it came into my life at that time, it was exactly what I needed. And so from that point, how I met Jim, I began to listen to the radio, and one day I got a call from Virginia Voice, and they were just, I think it may have been a donor call, you know, one of those fundraising calls. And so I was just talking to them like I'm talking to you about how it changed my life and impacted me and just brought me out of darkness and just was so wonderful for me. And then Jennifer came to my home and interviewed me for Virginia Voice. And then from there, she introduced me to Jim. And Jim, when I met Jim, he was just, his presence was immediately warm and caring. And as a CEO of a nonprofit, but of any company, it was amazing that he had taken the time to actually meet and engage with me and ask me how was my life being impacted by his company.
Yeah.
He never spoke about himself. He always talked about the volunteers. He was saying, you know, how great they are and they've been there so many years, and, you know, how they would love to hear, you know, what I had to say.
Yeah.
And so from that point forward, Jim and I, he would, God bless his soul, he would let me call him and give him ideas, and I would hear things on the radio, and I'd just call him and tell him how pleased I was and tickle pink. And then he actually took me to at least three different events where I spoke and told my story as well, and about how Virginia Voice impacted me. So it was such a pleasure going out with him to share what, you know, giving to Virginia Voice actually does. So many times we give to different organizations, but we never see, you know, how we really touch people.
Right.
And so, you know, I am so thrilled to be able to go out and represent, you know, Virginia Voice as a listener and as someone who is just really, because of the work of Jim and the wonderful volunteers and staff and donors and board members, everybody associated with this organization, I am sure that many, many, many listeners across Virginia have the same voice as I do in telling their stories and how it came into their life at the right time.
Right.
And for the right reason, because it really did add a new aspect to my life. And when I actually, another thing that Jim gave me the opportunity to do was to come and speak with the volunteers, like during their volunteer appreciation dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done that twice. And so
why do you think that was important?
I think it was important because just like you're sitting here in this studio, it's just you and I, and they come in here, you know, hours and read a publication, and it's like they're in a room alone. Mm. And I don't think they really understand the lives they are touching when they're in this room. Their voices are going beyond this room to really bring people into a new level of thinking about themselves and about life. And their life has, the loss of sight changes your life so hugely,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and just to hear that voice, I talk to them, I tell them, you know, how disconcerting it was for me, and sometimes I actually had panic attacks in the middle of the night. I would wake up. It's so weird because you dream in color. When I can see in my dream, I see faces, I see color, I see the world. Then I wake up and it's all dark.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I wake up in my bedroom, I hear the voices of Virginia Voice volunteers when I wake up.
Wow.
I hear their voices, and it wakes me up and it brings me back, and I listen to them and I say, oh, it is so nice to know that there are people out there who care about me who are talking to me, even though they may have taped this earlier in the day. I know they're not in the studio at 2 a.m.,
right.
But they cared enough about me to do this, and this is my time of need. It kept me out of this panic. It brought me out of darkness and said, you're okay, it's okay. Listen to my voice. Listen to this story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just really, it's been a blessing, and I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That would say it. And Jim, being the leader of this organization, you know, the leader defines the culture. The culture is a reflection of the leader. Jim, the way he is as a person is the way Virginia Voice is as an organization.
Wow.
He really cared. He was so loving and giving and kind towards me and in all of our interactions. He never stopped me and said, oh, I always felt like he took the time to actually listen to me. You know, I was a listener, but he actually listened as well. You know, he's the ultimate listener. A lot of people talk to me, they're not.
Did you know about the other aspects of his life? You say he didn't talk about himself much. Did you know about his career in journalism, how he went back to teach at school? Did you know about his musical prowess, any of that?
I knew a little bit about that just because I was around him. Like at the when we went to speak at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, he talked about his journalism career there and knew, of course, everyone there.
Yeah,
so that's how I found out about it. But see, he wasn't talking about it. You know, it kind of came up.
Yeah.
And then because I spoke at the volunteer, I'm also a little singer, independent gospel singer, and I sang songs and stuff. And so he told me he was in a band and things like that. So I would find out things like that about him. And, you know, just no surprise that he did those kinds of things and just had such a illustrious, you know, career and impacted so many people. It was such a shock to hear of his passing and such a loss. But, you know, I just want everyone to know that, you know, although he is gone, he is not gone. He is not forgotten. And, you know, everyone that I've met through Virginia Voice is a reflection of Jim. His attitude, the way he really wanted to make a difference, and he did, and they still do, and they'll go on doing that.
We've had so many people speak about the different aspects of Jim's life. Can you think of anything that maybe people have missed? Any sort of aspect of Jim, any quality that you think should be highlighted?
You know, I just like the thought that when I was in his presence, that he always hugged me warmly, and I always felt like he was there. I always felt like he was very aware of his surroundings of people, of things going on, and his presence in the room, mm-hmm. and what he could do to help or to change or to make things right. And that's what I really enjoyed about being with him. That I, you know, as a blind person, you're so vulnerable. You want to be with people who are looking out for you. And I always felt with him that he was ensuring and just looking. You know, he had one eye to the side, making sure I was never okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what he did in life for so many people. And that's what Virginia Voice does. And so, you know, I haven't heard, you know, all the things that people have said. And I, you know, again, I don't know a whole lot about him personally, but I know my personal and professional interactions with him here, mm-hmm. as a listener and as a person that went out with him. The other thing that he got me involved in was the theater. When Virginia Voice decided to partnership with Virginia Repertory Theater and do live audio descriptions of the theater productions, Jim asked me to be involved in testing the equipment, mm-hmm. and testing the whole process.
Oh, wow.
And so I did.
So you
that.
Were a guinea pig.
I sure was. And I don't mind. It was, you know, and I knew it would be, you know, something great to be involved with. And it has turned out just to be an amazing thing. I used to be a theater minor too in college. And so, and I as I lost my sight, I never thought I'd go back to the theater. I barely enjoyed, you know, watching TV or going to a movie. So I really didn't think theater would be a part of
it. You thought that was over with now.
I really did. And that's a part of that losing touch with the world. But here we go again with Virginia Voice, bringing me back into the world. And I now go to the theater. The last time I was at the theater, I invited 20 of my friends with me and we watched the play Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, but it has now given me a social life that I have as a blind person, where we go and they have the tactile tours, mm-hmm. Before the show begins. And
that's where you feel the props, yes, and the costumes.
And you go on the stage and you feel the props and costumes and you talk to the actors. And it's just really a lot of fun. And it enhances the production, because while the play is going on and, you know, everyone is listening, you have the microphones to your ear and you're hearing the Virginia Voice volunteer giving you a live audio description, mm-hmm. of the action on the stage.
Yeah.
It's really amazing that what they have done and what they continue to do. And so, you know, again, once again, it's just, you know, Jim as the leader of this organization and all those wonderful people involved here, you know, as a listener, you know, it's thinking, how can we make the world more accessible to them? Yeah. You know, a world that they may have thought was gone.
Yeah.
And so that was amazing too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.